In Surfside, Florida, authorities are calling on the federal government to send another search and rescue team to help look for survivors in the rubble of the collapsed condo tower. Today, the death toll rose to 16, and 147 people are still missing. Meanwhile, ahead of President Biden's scheduled visit to the site tomorrow, more questions are surfacing about how this disaster could have happened. Sarah Blaski is an investigative reporter with the Miami Herald. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the condition of this building before it fell, why don't we start with the news that the Miami-Dade state attorney said she's now going to ask a grand jury to look into safety issues raised by this tower collapse, which suggests that eventually there could be criminal charges. What more do we know about that?
Well, we don't know much about the investigation itself yet, but as you can imagine, news reports have documented over the last couple of days a building inspector for the city of Surfside, where the collapse happened, who had reviewed a 40-year recertification plan and said everything looked fine, despite the fact that that report noted serious structural damage due to failure of waterproofing in the patio. And then there's also evidence that that has gotten worse over time in the form of a letter sent by the condo association. So who knew what and who was supposed to act but didn't are certainly questions that investigators will look into as they try to determine what was the cause of this truly unprecedented collapse of a luxury residential building. Hmm.
Well, in fact, every shred of evidence will help piece together this investigation. You reported earlier this week that 2 days before the collapse, a pool contractor had photographed damage in the building's basement-level garage. Can you describe what he saw in those pictures?
So the pool contractor, when he first arrived on scene, he thought the building looked fine, normal, that nothing stood out to him. And then he went to the basement, and that basement level garage, he saw lots of standing water. And what he told me is he's been in scary buildings before, his words. But this stood out to him still. The amount of water was shocking. He even brought it up to one of the building staff who he was walking with at the time. And the staffer said, you know, I think it's due to a failure of the waterproofing up above on the pool deck. And that's why we have so much water. We're trying to fix it. They move on into the pool equipment room, which is on the south side of the building. And in there, the contractor looks up and sees huge cracks in the concrete beam above him. Those cracks appeared to be caused by highly corroded rebar, so weakened that he took a picture of it and sent it to his boss. And those are the photos that we published a few days ago at the Miami Herald.
Could that damage have been enough to cause the collapse, or is it more of a hint or a sign of the condition that the entire building may have been in?
We don't know the answer to that question, but here's what experts are telling me. First of all, if that kind of corrosion and damage had been in a structural column or slab underneath the weight of the building itself, that certainly could have contributed to a collapse. But even where it was located, which was actually not in the collapsed part of the building, it still could have caused problems. If it would have failed, it could cause twisting in the asymmetrical layout of that building, putting pressure on other columns, beams, and what have you. This type of construction is called flat slab construction. It's a very common type of concrete construction, and it's prone to one particular type of failure called punching shear failure, which is where, think of a pencil and a piece of paper. If you poke that pencil up through a piece of paper, the paper kind of sinks down on top of it. That's punching shear. When a column pokes through a weakened slab of concrete. So experts are wondering if that may be what happened, or if indeed a column failed. Was it a lack of reinforcing rebar in the slab that then caused a cascading series of failures? These are the things that experts are talking to me about, given the type of construction, which again is common and doesn't usually collapse.
I know you were at the scene of the collapse earlier today. For the rest of us, we just see pictures. What is it like to be there?
It is something I could never have imagined seeing. An entire building looks like it was cut in half, like a giant knife came down and sheared off apartments, exposing their insides, kind of like a twisted dollhouse. My colleagues and I in Miami are hoping, along with the rest of our community, that they still find someone alive in there, that there's a miracle that happens. And I think more broadly, all of us are wondering about the safety of our own buildings. A lot of us live in high-rise, older buildings. And I think all of us are really looking forward to the conclusion of an investigation into what happened so that we can make sure a tragedy like this never happens again.
Sarah Blasky, as an investigative reporter with the Miami Herald, thank you very much for your work. I appreciate it.
Thank you.